Welcome to Afyemi Yushami, holding an Orla Daf Zayin, the Oiz Vahadar edition, Perek Rish in the middle of Alocha Beis. We're starting at the top of Amud Aleph. V'hanoch Rishenota. The Mishnah mentioned if a goy plants a tree, it's also chayav an Orla. So the Gemara now speaks about that. Tani, goy shehir kiv ilon machal gabe ilon tzrak. A goy took a fruit-bearing tree, and he grafted it upon a ilon tzrak, a tree that does not grow fruits. Avu b'shein Yisrael Rosh HaLesokei. Yisrael can't do that. You're not allowed to do grafting. Min b'shein or minor. This is a Yisrael of Kilayim, so you can't do it. But a goy went ahead and did it. So then, Avu b'shein Yisrael Rosh HaLesokei. Yisrael can't do it. Chai b'orlo. There is a chiyuv of orlo over here. Because you have here a ilon maichel, even though it's grafted upon an ilon tzrak. So when do you start counting the early years? From the time of the planting of the original tree. That tree, the Ilan Tzrak, was, let's say, planted a year ago. Now he grafted upon that a Ilan Maichel, a fruit-bearing tree. So he already has 1 year of early already counted, and they have 2 more years of early. Only talking about when we're speaking about trees that could have Orla. Right now they're Ilan Tzrak. They consider to be not bearing fruits. But if you want them to be bearing fruits, it could be. It could be become Chayav and Orla b'machshava. What's the case? These two types of carob trees, they're very bad fruits, and usually nobody eats it. That's why it's considered to be a Ilan Tzrak. But if someone had a machshava and said, I want to eat these fruits, it will be Chayav and Orla. Aval aravo kenatua baretz. But if he grafted the tree on what's called an aravo, which is an Ilan Tzrak that does not have fruits at all, there's no way for it to have any shaychus to Orla. So once you graft it, that's considered to be the time when the tree was planted, and you start earlier from the time of grafting, not from the time of the planting of the original tree. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Omar afilu Arava. Rabbi Yochanan argues and says, even if you connect it to Arava, you still have to count from the time that Arava was planted. So the Gemara, Vatanina, but we learned, Ein noitim, you don't plant. Vein mavrichin, vein markivin. So mavrichin means to be that you bend the tree into the ground and let it grow another tree. And markivin is grafting. You're not allowed to do that. Er shvi hispochem shloishim yom lifnei Rosh Hashanah. You're not allowed to do it within 30 days of Rosh Hashanah. V'im nota hoivri choyirkev yoker. If he did one of these things, is yoker considered to be as if it was growing in shmita, and you have to take it out. Al daid dem shem lokish du potole ba rovo onicho. Kodem shem lokish. When you graft a tree which bears fruits on top of a tree that does not, so the second tree is considered to be the one where the planting occurred, and before that, we dismiss the planting that happened before. So therefore, if you're taking a tree, and you're doing harkava, you're doing grafting, within 30 days of Shemitah, that's when the process started. So then it's nichol. But whenever I graft two trees, even if one tree is an ilan tzrak completely, it has no fruits, still you start counting the planting from the time of the original tree. So even if he did within 30 days, he did the grafting, but the original tree was done before. So why does that have a problem with Shemitah? Says the Gemara, Shani Shemisachim B'Shvit. Says, yeah, but here it's different, because when you graft within 30 days, the two trees connect together, become one on Shemitah. So you're right, the planting we go in general based on the original tree. But how did the second tree become one with the original tree? Through the grafting. If you do it within 30 days, the grafting is occurring during Shemitah, and that's the Isser. And that's different than Arlo, because Arlo, I just want to know when the years of Arlo begin. You say you start counting from the original tree. But regarding Melocha and Shemitah, it's considered to be they did Melocha and Shemitah. Continues the Gemara Amud Beis and says, Vehaido Omrado. In other words, where do we find a Brisa that discusses this? It says like this, these three things, planting, bending, and grafting. 3 days before Shoshana, Shemitah. It's considered to be a full year regarding Arlo. And you can keep it for Shemitah. Less than 30 days before Shoshana. It's not considered to be a full year. If it's before Shemitah, you now keep it in Shemitah. Even though you did it with 30 days before Shoshana, it's considered to be a full year. But the fruits that grow until to Bishvat still belong to the previous year. And this goes into the concept that we'll see Beis Hashem later more, is that you have a netiyah and you have a ilonis. The netiyah means a small tree, a young tree, you can't from Rosh Hashanah. But an ilon doesn't start until Tu Bishvat. So what happens here? If it's less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, so by Rosh Hashanah, you didn't finish a year, and we don't count the year, we count till Rosh Hashanah. So if you have 3 days before Rosh Hashanah, it's considered to be a full year regarding Arla, and you finish the year. But when does year number three end? And year number three ends only when it becomes an Elon, a big tree. And a big tree that only starts at Tu Bishvat. So between Rosh Hashanah and Tu Bishvat, any fruit that grows still belongs to the previous year of Netiyah, to the third year, and it's still Arla. And obviously we talk about in the third year. So if you planted it 30 days before Shanah, until Rosh Hashanah is 1 year, then he counts a full more year until the next Rosh Hashanah, then another year until the next Rosh Hashanah, and the fruits are still also until Tu Bishvat. So in any case, what do you see in the Braiso? We talk about grafting, and we talk about Arlo, not only Shemitah, we talk about both, Arlo and Shemitah. And it says over here that if you grafted 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, then you have a full year of Arlo. And if you don't, you don't. So you see the Halakha B'Yochanan that says by grafting, you go based on the original tree, not based on the second tree. Says the Gemara, Tani Rabbi Yeshua Unyo said, Leis Kan Markiv. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you have to take away the word Markiv, grafting, because grafting in Echnami, you won't go based on the second tree, only based on the first tree. Rabbi Abba Mari, Afilu Kav Shimon Lakish, Leis Kan Markiv. Even according to Rosh Lakish, the arguments of Rabbi Yochanan, he will agree that you don't have to have a cover. You don't speak here about grafting. Leshavar, but Chiloloi. Because all Rosh Lakish spoke about is that a person b'diavad went and grafted, when do you count it? But we don't allow you to graft. It's not like a tchilo, that's what he said, you started before, that a goy did it. A Jew is not supposed to do it. And in this Mishnah, it sounds that you're allowed to do like a tchilo. Because it says, it's like a tchilo allowed. So to say in the Mishnah something which is also to do, doesn't make sense that this Brice will speak about. And therefore, we take away the word harkava, not to speak about something which is also, even though the halacha does apply according to Rosh Lakish. Here's the Gemara quoting the Mishnah, if you planted a ship, so then it is chayav an arla. Rav Yitzchok bar Chakula b'Shem Chizkio, anetea be'otzit she'enu nokuv chayav b'arla. Someone who plants in a otzit she'enu nokuv, which means a planter who has no hole in it. It's not perforated. It's completely closed. So even though we learn regarding maestros, it doesn't have a din of maestros, it's not considered to be connected to the ground. But regarding arla, it's considered to be connected to the ground. Why? The roots are nurturing from the ground, and regarding Arla, that's considered to be, that's connected to the ground, and is Chav and Arla. Rav Yoina Mafiklishna, Rav Yoina used the Loshin, Klecheres Oymi Pratisha Rashi. Do you think a clay pot will stand in front of roots? It doesn't stand. Of course, the roots are able to nurture from the ground, and therefore you have to count Arla. Rav Yoina Boy, Rav Yoina asked, not the boy last. Now that you're telling me that this tree, you go with Arla, it's considered to be connected to the ground. What happens if you plant in the same planter, you put a glass, you put a gourd? Do I say, for the tree, it's considered to be as if it's connected to the ground? So if this plant is considered to be connected to the ground, there's also the gourd is considered to be connected to the ground, and it will be chayav and maaser. Or you say, no, regarding the tree, it's considered to be connected, regarding the gourd, not. Says the one of Chesam Udalaf, Ebi Yochanan B'Shem Avyanai, Ilan Shinotar B'Toy Chabayis Chayav B'Arlo. If you planted a tree in the house, there is chiyuv arlo. Upator mina maisus, but there's no din maisus. Why not? Techdir aser taaser is kol tva zaracho hayoytze asade. The pasuk says you do maiser, or it goes out to the field. Not sure it's now in the house. It's outside in the field. But by arlo doesn't say going out to the field. It just says v'natatem. You plant in the ground. Ground is also in the house. It says the Gemara, u'bashviz tzricho. Regarding Shemitah, I'm not so sure. Techdir v'shav sol orit shavas la'ashem. It says the arutz will do shvisa mashra even in the house. It says only the field. Field mashra outside the house. So we're not sure if you have dini shmita within the house. With this we conclude Yerushalmi Ohr Dav Zayin.